I felt myself slip back into my podcast voice there for a second.
What do you mean slip back into your podcast voice?
Like my podcast character.
I don't feel like I have a character.
Speaking like you're talking to people.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to try and speak like I'm only speaking to you.
Maybe it's because you haven't clicked record in a while. You know, it's been too long. The fans have been begging us for season two. Max, Piers, where is season two of the Secret Bunker podcast? I hear it so much every day. And so we're bringing it to you guys for the fans. We love you. Secret Bunker podcast season two. Let's go. That could have been the intro.
That was quite good. There isn't a single person we don't know personally who's mentioned it to us. There is not a single person that we do not know personally who's ever showed any interest directly in the podcast or reached out to us.
I think
we've never had a comment.
I think we might have on Instagram.
No.
I think we have.
There are countries where we don't know people.
Oh, do we have any new countries?
No, we have tons of new countries.
2,000 views, we cracked it. Peru? That's new, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it is.
Malaysia? Czechia? The Netherlands I know is not new. Taiwan is new, I'm pretty sure. Jason spilled a bunch of dishes outside and he's making a bunch of noise. I just heard a f***ing god damn it. Is everything okay? Something happened. Clearly. Anyways, welcome back to the Secret Bunker podcast. Once again, I'm one of your hosts, Max.
And I'm your other host, Piers.
Season two, baby.
Has it been over a year?
It has not been over a year.
No, it hasn't. No, that's totally ridiculous. I don't know why I would think that. How long has it been?
It's been like 6 months since we posted an episode. Part of it was definitely out of laziness. part of it also was just that you were starting at your brand new school first semester and like you needed time to go, you know, meet people and be a part of it, you know? I had an anecdote right before we started, but I wanted to save it for the podcast. So one thing that we normally do right before the podcast is to try and get the energy up. We like to we call it whoop.
Oh, we're telling them about the whoops?
Well, in order to tell the anecdote, I need to.
We're exposing ourselves here. We're whoopers.
Basically, you just give a very loud like, whoop, 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 like that.
The thesis is you yell whoop, whoop as loud as you can.
And it makes you laugh and relax, and it just gets you into the spirit of recording a podcast. In the past, when I was at home, I was more conscious about being loud because I had all the neighbors around me and Piers was able to be loud as he wanted. But now that we're both in different locations, I'm able to be as loud as I want and he isn't, and I thought it was hilarious.
Whoop justice has been imposed by the whoop gods.
Yes.
What the whoop goddess taketh, whoop. There it is.
You can tell we're off script this episode. We don't have a show notes at all. No agenda. This is a free form episode. Thoughts flowing, ideas going, a conversation, you know, about life. So let's get into it.
I've got it. What? Whoop. There it is. Whoop. There it is not.
What once whoop there it was, now whoop there it is not.
Yes, I love, this is the sort of thing that a philosophy degree teaches you.
Yes.
You know, how to make really insightful statements like that.
It's not useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, as a film major, am not one to normally point fingers about majors that are useless, but I will make that exception for philosophy majors. I mean, all on you, good on you to be, if you want to be a philosophy major, go for it, if that's your passion, but what the f- job are you going to get with that other than like teaching philosophy? Dude, philosophy is just a pyramid scheme if you think about it. Philosophy majors can only get jobs teaching more philosophy majors. And so they just like are recruiting more people.
Come with us, trust me. Bring some friends along and you can get a share of their revenue.
It's a pyramid scheme with no porks.
No porks?
With no perks.
The perk is understanding of the universe and yourself.
Maybe you're like a doctor of philosophy who's
in debt. If you're a doctor, you're just in debt. That's all that is. You're even worse off.
Yeah, basically. But you're teaching at the most prestigious university you can.
Oh, maybe at Harvard or something.
Were you about to say at Hogwarts? You were about to say, because you've been reading Harry Potter again. You were about to say Hogwarts instead of Harvard. Maybe at Harvard.
No, I was about to say Oxford, because my university is literally filled with Oxford rejects, or Cambridge rejects.
Who are all salty about it?
We're all salty about it. Durham is just people who didn't get into Oxbridge. And so I was going to say it, And I didn't want to bring it up because it just brings up too much pain for me and any of my Durham friends who might be listening to it. It just reminds us that we're second best.
Why not stop thinking about yourselves as second best and start trying to change the culture? You know, Durham takeover. F*** Oxford, f*** Cambridge. You have to start preaching it and then it'll maybe catch on.
It's so cringe. There's a movement to call it Duxbridge. Oh, it's not Oxbridge. It's Duxbridge. Oh,
okay. Well, no. Durham, no, no,
Oxford,
no.
And Cambridge.
Don't do that. I'm saying, like, you just gotta make your school's reputation better. Frat style. Like, if you're not the top frat, you gotta fucking be able to make that step to the next, you know, level to become a top frat. You guys have to change that reputation. Manifest destiny, bro.
So, Max.
Yes.
In the last 6 months, what have we missed?
There's been a lot that has happened in the world. It's fair to say. Now, I would like to think that the biggest moment that we missed was when Trader Joe's got in trouble for all of their food names.
I remember, because I got a news alert on my phone. It said breaking news, and then it said underneath that presidential alert, Trader Joe's changes name. And I thought, thank God, because I actually had a few sleepless nights over the injustice of the names.
When I went and looked at my pasta and I saw that it was Trader Giotto's instead of Trader Joe's, I lost my mind. That was outrageous to me. How could they have done that? And other than that, I don't think anything else really happened.
No, I mean, over the last 6 months, the Trader Joe's scandal over Trader Giotto's.
I think it's really just been the main story.
For me, it was.
Yeah. Other than that, let's think.
What else?
Well, I guess COVID's still a thing. Oh, I started streaming again on Twitch.
Ooh.
Come watch live at twitch.tv/sbpmax. We will be doing live podcast content on there coming soon, but I also have been streaming just games on there. You can come to see live content and it's super awesome and you should check it out. Link in the description.
Link in bio.
Hell yeah. We also have to make a new ad before we post this episode.
Oh my God. Okay, so wait, actually, before we go back to the news,
oh, wait, that's another
thing. Let's make an apology.
It turns out people hate our ad. When you only make one ad, and it's kind of annoying, and you make everyone listen to the same ad multiple times on every episode.
19 times!
Multiple times in each episode. We started doing multiple ad breaks.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing, is if we switch the ad out, it'll change it on all the episodes. So we can get rid of that ad entirely.
Yeah. So, but we just want to apologize. If you're a listener from season one and you hated the ad, we can see from the analytics that you just skip through the ad. The retention drops down to essentially zero and everyone is hates the ad. Yeah. Our friends and family have told us, like, we love the podcast, hate the ad. Awful ad. Max, let's commit to recording a new ad.
Thank you for your service, ad. Thank you for making us $20. I appreciate that.
What else serious did we miss, Max? Any other serious things we missed in the last 6 months?
In his last 2 hours in office, Donald Trump pardoned Kodak Black. So that that's pretty wild.
That's pretty woke. Yeah, I mean,
I think we can all agree that despite our feelings on Trump, like, that was a pretty cool way to go out.
Yeah, like, the dude sitting there, he's like, damn, I have 71% of the country hates me. What can I do to win back all of their unanimous approval?
What are their favorite musicians in prison? Kodak. What?
Kodak who?
Free him. That's like the video where he walks in and he's introducing Little Pump at his rally. And he's like, and now Little Pimp.
God. What did Lil Pimp say? I mean, Lil, I'm playing into the game. What did Lil Pump say at the rally?
Some nonsense about MAGA. Apparently, they corrected him right after, and he was like, he like emphasized the pump next time to like make sure that he got it right.
It could have been like an aide, a rebellious aide. It's like, this guy's name's Lil Pimp. Go introduce him.
If you're getting a job interning at the White House, are you really risking it to get Trump to pronounce Lil Pump wrong on TV?
That would be pretty cool. You work, like, you get a 5.0 at high school, you get into Harvard, you do super well, internships every year, you know, always you're grinding on your GOP internships, you get your internship for the White House, and you waste it all on making the president say Lil Pimp at a Florida rally.
Or that was your plan the whole time. Freshman year of high school, you're sitting there listening to Gucci Gang while Donald Trump is being elected. And you're just like, I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I'm going to become a presidential intern because I want to hear the president mispronounce this person's name on TV. Yeah. here's something that's interesting, actually. I was watching recently this this documentary about the mafia. It was by the same people who made that documentary, Don't F*** With Cats, that I actually talked about on the first episode of season one of this podcast. The new one is called...
Don't F*** With Dogs.
Yeah, I wish it was called Don't F*** With Dogs. It's called Fear City, New York vs. the Mafia. And it's basically like a three-part documentary series, like limited documentary series, about like how the police department in New York took down the mafia at its most powerful in the 70s and 80s.
Was that Rudy Giuliani?
It was. He's in the documentary.
People used to like him before everyone hates him.
It's actually a really interesting documentary. But I have to say... our stance on TikTok has probably gotten a lot softer since the last time we talked about it. Last time we talked about TikTok, we were shitting on it on the podcast. Talking about how it's good for nothing and complete garbage. And now both of us use TikTok semi-regularly at the very least.
Don't lump me in with your TikTok use.
Piers, don't lie to me. You've told me you've been using TikTok.
I've actually recently been watching a bit of TikTok, but it's a phase.
No, exactly. I don't look at it very often. I look at it maybe once every couple days when I'm bored.
Nice.
I do find myself sometimes looking at it though, which I used to never.
Hey, do you want to hear a fun fact? Actually, a really, really sad fact is that I don't know how to swim.
Is that funny? Is that good? Yeah. Oh my god.
What has happened to us?
We're susceptible. I guess we aren't that different from the kids a couple years younger than us. We like to think we're better than them, but we're the same.
We like to think we're better than them.
We're just more entitled. We're just the older sibling to them, so we just say we're better.
But hey, they're spending 6 hours a day on it.
No, definitely. Okay. My sister, I'm outing her a little bit. I would reckon she spends... at minimum 6 to 7 hours a day on like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, probably.
That's a large amount.
I would say minimum.
She's the demographic. I hate to profile her.
That generation, those kids, and a lot of people our age too, spend just hours and hours and hours scrolling through this content, and it's all just been curated for them by bots, and they're all just farming them for information.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of wild that everyone is just like a cog in the machine. It's like the old cog in the machine where the thousands of factory workers that would just drone away working all day, and now it's the thousands of people that they've gotten to just stare at TikTok and generate revenue. It's like we're a farm.
It is. I have not been watching that much TikTok, okay? But Snapchat and Instagram have just added TikTok into their UI. Yeah. Like, Instagram has a TikTok page, and Snapchat has a TikTok page. I'd be like, oh my god, I've been on the TikTok page for like 10 minutes.
YouTube has one too. And the YouTube one is really bizarre, at least for me, because it seemingly just shows you random videos.
You never go there. You end up there.
You just end up there, and there are, you don't even know how you ended up there. Bizarre things that you're semi-interested in, not even semi-interested in. You're just watching.
Yeah.
Usually I'm just perplexed. I'm like, what? Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Secret Bunker podcast. We're so happy to be back for season two. You can still catch my Twitch streams at twitch.tv/sbpmax.
Thanks, guys.
And that's a Secret Bunker guarantee.
It's guaranteed, boys.
I think that should die in season one, too.